Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host. And we welcome Peter Husey, president of Geostrategic Analysis and a fellow at the National Institute for Deterrence Studies, to comment on remarks made by the president of the Russian Federation, Mr. Putin, at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum over these last days. On stage, he made it very clear about nuclear weapons that, well, the headline tells the story. Putin says Russia does not need to use nuclear weapons for victory in Ukraine. He added this caveat: the use is possible in an exceptional case in the event of a threat to the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the country. I don't think that such a case has come. There is no such need. Peter, a very good evening to you. Mr. Putin has spoken often of his strategic forces, that means nuclear weapons, over the 2 years of the Ukraine conflict. Now he brings up the subject again, this time to say it's not necessary. I believe I saw a headline recently saying that the U.S. and NATO have rethought nuclear weapons and are forward positioning, or at least moving around, the gravity bombs that are the nuclear weapon threat in Europe. In other words, both sides are denying that we need nuclear weapons, but they're moving their nuclear weapons. Russia moved some of its weapons into Belarus, for example. What is your measure of this nuke talk all the time? Is the public listening? Is the Biden administration listening to both sides rattling their nuclear swords? Good evening to you, Peter.
Good evening, John and Gordon. Well, the administration Friday said four things that are right and important. They said that they realized Russia, China, and North Korea were all expanding their nuclear arsenals. They used the word breakneck, at breakneck speed. Number two, they said we have to deter them all simultaneously. We can't just pick and choose. They also said that we have to think seriously about a greater deterrent capability. And they said the U.S. program of record, which is the modernization, is necessary but not adequate. Now, what Mr. Putin has done is this, what I call yo-yo diplomacy. One day he says he's going to nuke Britain and turn it into ash. And then the next day he says, well, if I just take out the energy and refining capability of the Netherlands, for example, that would shut down fossil fuel gasoline supplies to the continent, and that's all I need to do to bring Europe to heel. And on the other hand, as you know, he threatened to move nuclear weapons into Belarus. He has somewhere between 1,900 and 4,000 short-range regional nuclear weapons. By the way, some of them, they're long enough to get to all of Europe. So what you might call short-range is, in his mind, he can cover most of Europe. So he's basically playing this game of, on Monday, he tells us, don't do anything about attacking Russia in depth. And then on Wednesday, he says, well, of course, I'm not advocating the use of nuclear weapons. I'm just an innocent here. So he's trying to confuse people, which I think, John, he's succeeded in doing. But I think the administration and Congress are now moving very much in the direction of what the Poster Commission said to do. And that's good news.
Gordon, you have a question for Peter.
Peter, is Putin trying to normalize the use of nukes, to try to legitimize them, to make us maybe sort of think that that is an okay tactic?
You just made a key point, something I've been making, and the Poster Commission came up with. They said, what's the new change in the landscape of the nuclear business? And he says, there's a growing acknowledgement that nuclear weapons for North Korea, China, and Russia are weapons of coercion and blackmail, and normal day-to-day use of these, not to deter aggression, but actually serve aggression. I'll say that again. Instead of deterring or preventing aggression, these three countries are thinking of they see these nuclear weapons as a way to support aggression. And yes, you're exactly right. Putin is basically saying, you know, we could use these things and we could do this on a normal basis. So you should stand down and not come to the defense of your allies in Ukraine or the Baltics or anybody else, whether Taiwan or South Korea. To me, that is the sea change identified by the Posture Commission last October, which now members of Congress and the administration are beginning, I think, to take very seriously.
1959, on the beach, Fred Astaire, Gregory Peck, Ava Gardner, scared the heck out of the American public. Black and white, based on Neville Shute's novel, a submarine, a U.S. submarine, makes it to Australia knowing that the northern hemisphere is all dead from a nuclear war and the cloud of radiation is headed our way. So at the end of the movie, everybody commits suicide. 1959. 40 years later, 2000, they remade the movie. This time it had an upbeat ending because the Soviet Union had ceased to exist. History was at an end. We were all going to work together and China was in the WTO. All right, it's 25 years after that. Where would you measure between those two points of view we are, Peter? If they made On the Beach today, what would it look like?
Well, I think the bad news is that instead of just the Soviet Union and the United States, and the Soviet Union is the country that we worried whether in Cuba or the Berlin crisis in 1961 would trigger nuclear war. Now we have not only Russia, but China and North Korea, and potentially we have Iran around the corner. So I would say if on a scale of 0 to 100, 100 is nuclear war and 0 is peace, we're somewhere in the upper 80s, early 90s. I don't want to say we're going to have nuclear war today after tomorrow, but we have some very reckless people in the world who seem not to be serious about the dimensions of what would happen if nuclear weapons were used.
So in other words, On the Beach today would look like some members of the crew survive on a desert island and rebuild civilization over the next 3,000 years. Is that a fair guess, Peter? Not everybody dies.
No, but a lot would. I mean, you never know how many nuclear weapons. I mean, we don't have 60, 70,000 anymore. We have somewhere around 15,000 if you add it all up. But the thing is, what worries me, John, is we have people who are leaders in Russia and China and North Korea and Iran who, in my mind, are very reckless with respect to human life. They, you know, communism killed, what, 120 million of their own people to stay in power and to keep power? So my view is they aren't that concerned about losing millions of their own people as long as they stay in power. And that, to me, is the recklessness with which this new era has come about after the end of the Cold War when we thought things were going to get a lot better.
Gordon, you have a question. We have about a little over a minute.
Reckless and dangerous. Peter, what's the state of the modernization of America's triad?
We're doing the right thing. We're moving in the right direction, but we wasted 35 to 40 years. And the one thing I know in working in Congress and stuff, you can't get time back. So we have to do everything simultaneously. Senator King and Senator Fisher, independent and Republican, respectively, in the Senate have put together a package of nuclear enhancements that follows the recommendations. The Posture Commission has got widespread support in the Senate Armed Services Committee, which I think marks up Wednesday. And I think that will go forward. And I think the administration has moved fairly sharply toward that position that the program of record is good, necessary, but it's not enough.
Peter, arms negotiation. Is there anything in vaguely looking like negotiation with Beijing or Moscow? Anything? We have 30 seconds.
Well, what's interesting is China today said that the administration should show restraint because they said they might have to increase their nuclear forces. And coming from China, that's engaging in what Admiral Richard called a breathtaking expansion of its nuclear forces from what today is 500 to well over 1,500 is quite cheeky of them. But they have no interest in stopping, and neither does Russia.
Peter Husey, Gordon Chang, I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.